Liberty Utilities wants to use a big share of a controversial new natural gas pipeline that has been proposed for southern New Hampshire. Liberty says that pipeline, Kinder Morgan's Northeast Energy Direct, or NED, is the cheapest way to aggressively grow its customer base. Opponents of the pipeline say the company is overstating that growth in order to get the pipeline built. NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports, in the end, it'll be up to state regulators to sort this out.
Let's start this story with John Romaska of Manchester.
I'm not selling anything.
No, I know.
Okay.
What's up?
A while back, he wanted to switch to heating his house with natural gas.
Yeah, my neighbor in back of me right over here has gas, so I'm in between gas and gas. No big deal. This is great.
But then he found out the pipe that connected him to the gas main wasn't up to code, and he'd have to pay for a new hot water heater. In the end, Romaska didn't bite.
But long and long, you know, short of it is that I wanted to do it. I would have spent a little bit of extra money, but, you know, it just didn't rub right because of the fact they wanted to do this and do that.
Today, he says, at his age, it would take too long to pay back the investment for a new boiler and a new pipe. That was years ago. Today, Liberty Utilities tells regulators it's getting aggressive about signing up folks like Romaska. It's pumped up its in-state sales staff from 2 to 10, says William Clark, Liberty's business development manager.
With the 10 personnel in-state, we are now going out on the road, actively meeting with engineers, town officials, and developers looking for projects.
Liberty has 80,000 customers in communities in a strip up the center of the state, but it says they could sign up another 14,000 that already live next to gas mains. So it says in the future, it's going to need a lot of space in the proposed Northeast Energy Direct Gas Pipeline, or NED. But not everyone buys that.
The company is trying to sell us a Mercedes when all we need is a Honda.
Susan Chamberlain is New Hampshire's consumer advocate.
I think their growth projections are too aggressive.
The problem is, according to Chamberlain, if Liberty buys a huge share in a brand new pipeline and then fails to grow its business, its customers will be stuck paying for a big empty pipe. The communities in southern New Hampshire that would be bisected by this massive pipeline have hired attorney Richard Canoff to make the argument that this contract is too big.
I think they need far less even than a Honda.
Canoff says more than half of the pipeline capacity Liberty Utilities wants to buy is to replace an already existing contract on another pipeline, and so it can retire some 50-year-old propane and air pumping stations. And Canoff says he's troubled by the company's ties to the pipeline. Liberty's parent company, Algonquin Power, also called APUC, is an investor in the NED pipeline. They've got a 2% share with an option to buy up to 10% of the project.
Because APUC is an owner of the NED project and will stand to significantly profit by its success. So whether that is a cause and effect is something that needs to be explored.
So, a developer, Kinder Morgan, is saying this project is necessary because companies, like Liberty, have signed on asking to ship more gas. But one of the shippers is controlled by a company, APUC, that will profit once the pipeline is built. To opponents, it just looks bad. But Liberty says there's nothing illegal about it, and it doesn't mean that customers won't benefit. Liberty's vice president, Chico DeFont, laid out the logic in a hearing before regulators at the PUC on Tuesday. Basically, this is the chance to get in on the ground floor with a pipeline straight to the Marcellus Shale, one of the richest gas fields in the world.
An opportunity to go from purchasing gas at one of the highest price points in North America, which is Dragut, Massachusetts, to the absolute lowest price point in North America.
So, who's right? Is this an oversized boondoggle or a way out of New England's long energy squeeze? It'll be up to state regulators to decide. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.